بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبيد الله بن محصن الأنصاري الخطمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever wakes up in the morning at peace with himself, aminan fi sirbihi, or fi sarbihi, in his path. In other words, when he rises in the morning, that whoever his destination is, wherever he's going to the masjid, then, and his, the pathway is one of peace for him. There is no fear of any enemy. So such a person, then Rasulullah says, mu'afan fi jasadihi, and he has a sound, healthy body. So he has peace with himself, regarding himself. He has a healthy body. And indahu qutu yawmihi, he has sufficient food for that day. Three things have been mentioned. Number one again, person who has peace with himself, regarding himself, or his pathway, or his, ulama have mentioned, regarding his family and children as well. Mu'afan fi jasadihi, he's got a sound, healthy body, he's got no ailments. Indahu qutu yawmi, he's got sufficient food for that day. Faka'annama hizat lahu dunya bihadafiriha, it is as though the entire world has been gathered for him. It is as though the entire world has been gathered for him. So again, Rasulullah SAW explains to us, person who enjoys his peace of mind, good health, he's got his sustenance for the day, then he has been given the best of the world. And therefore, he should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be content. And that is why there are du'as a person reads in the morning. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. Whoever reads this dua that I recited now, فقد أدى شكر يومي ذلك, then he has fulfilled the shukr of the day. In other words, what does he say? Oh Allah, this morning whatever bounty I'm enjoying and whatever the people are enjoying, it is only from you. وحدك لا شريك لك, you got no partners. So then this person has fulfilled the shukr of the day. عن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قد أفلح من أسلم وكان رزقه كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said قد أفلح, successful is that person who has accepted Islam, who has submitted before Allah رب العزة. وكان رزقه كفافا, he has sufficient rosy. وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ, and Allah has given him contentment with whatever Allah has bestowed upon him. So again, this hadith explains these important qualities, that the person has submitted, surrendered before Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's got sufficient amount of food for the day, or rozi, sustenance, and Allah has given him qana'at, contentment. So when a person has contentment, he won't be envious and jealous of others, he won't be greedy for more. And these are important qualities that we should have. And therefore, next hadith is very similar. An Abi Muhammadin, Fadalat ibn Ubaid al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, annahu sami'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Tuba liman hudiya lil-Islam, wa kana aishuhu kafafan wa qani'a. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi, wa qala hadithun hasanun sahih. Rasulullah SAW said, glad tidings, tuba means, glad tidings be for that person who has been hudiya in Islam, guided towards Islam. So he's a Muslim. وَكَانَ عِيشُهُ كَفَافًا, and he has sufficient sustenance and he is content. So in this hadith also, we learn about having sufficient rosy and not seeking more and more, and a person should have qana'at in his life. Contentment. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us that qana'at, so that we make true shukr of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We don't have greed in our lives. We're not envious of the prosperity of our Muslim brother or sister or any person who's doing better than us. But we make shukr for whatever bounties Allah Ta'ala has given us. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.